This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Rookie at second, two out, 2-0 New York in the second. The 1-1 swing and a drive to deep left field. It's got a chance. Upton going back. It's going to go. Home run, Bartolo Colon. Repeating, home run, Bartolo Colon. Seven-line army in right field might tear this ballpark down. Colon carried his bat with him until he was about 10 feet from first base. He's taking the slowest home run trot you've ever seen. He just got to Tim Tuffle, the third base coach. He is approaching home plate. He touches home plate with his first major league home run. And they are going to give him a silent treatment in the dugout. They have vacated. The Mets have left the building. Bartolo Colon is the loneliest man in San Diego as he reaches the Mets dugout after hitting a home run, and there's nobody there to greet him. And now here they come up the dugout steps. Yeah, wow.
A special call of the day there, BT, 9 years ago. I remember, it's so weird how certain moments stick out, and that is just, I mean, I know it's Bartolo Colon hitting a home run, but still, in early May, you remember where you were with that one? I was at a Mexican restaurant with my wife, enjoying a nice Pacifico, watching the game on my TV, on my phone, and seeing that and couldn't believe what was going on. But a historic moment, no doubt about it, with Bartolo.
One of 25 hits he had in his career. I'm looking at it now. 25 for 299 was, what's that, about, oh, I don't know, less than 90%, oh, 90-ish. Let's see. And he had four doubles. No triples. Home run. What's his OPS? Does it even have it? I don't even think it.
Nah,
it doesn't have it. That was amazing. But that shows you really in a lot of ways how far the Mets have come.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
or that was a pivotal moment.
Yeah. Like how much you're. And Bartolo was a very good major league pitcher, as you know, threw a lot of strikes. But you know, now it's about trying to beat the Dodgers last year in the NLCS and taking Juan Soto and trying to take the next step and trying to win a World Series.
Yeah. And maybe one day Juan Soto could have his Mets moment too, like Bartolo did 9 years ago today. All right, let's get back to the phones here. BT and Sal on The Fan. Dave is in Smithtown. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. Yes, Sal. Obviously, prayers to your family.
Thank you. You're a great guy.
I hope everything's all right.
We appreciate it.
A couple things. I was thinking, you know, with the Mets and the Knicks at the same time, you know, you could DVR it, or the baseball could be nice to move the game. Play a doubleheader Saturday or Sunday so people can watch the Knicks play. It could be raining that day. You never know. It's like taking college classes for final exams at the same time. I was always told not to do that. But anyway, you know, I would have a bigger problem, though, with them playing on the 4th of July. Because, I mean, these interleague games, they really should be in July and August. It's a holiday weekend. And, you know, even Evan Roberts, he's going to be in London, he said, so he won't be watching. So, you know, I would have a bigger problem with the plane on a holiday.
There is no problem with the game being scheduled on May 16th. It's just a conflict when you have the Knicks happen to be in the second round and a game was scheduled that night. We didn't know that that was going to be the case up until last week, late last week.
Yep.
So the 4th of July stuff, I don't know where you stand on that. I don't love it necessarily because...
Having games or not having games?
No, having the Mets,
the
Yankees.
Games, I don't like it. No, No, I want that game to be on with the barbecue. I want to watch the Yankees leisurely.
Right.
I just have the game on.
Correct.
Do work the grill. Have some people over. I'm sure. No, I.
And also, like a lot of
want
us,
to lock into the Yankees and the Mets on July 4th. No,
not even just us, like you and I. Although we have to go over that the vacation week, but a lot of people, take off that week so they're not either driving or listening or whatever, and then, you know, maybe we're not going to be. But that's a big series that you want to be around for that. So, yeah, I don't like having the Subway Series taking place on a holiday weekend. I love baseball on Memorial Day and 4th of July. Sometimes the games that aren't scheduled on those days drive me nuts.
I can't stand that more and more, too.
Yeah, which is ridiculous. But I don't want the Mets and Yankees. Unfortunately, this year, that is the case. Mark is in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
First, my condolences
Thank
to you,
Mark.
Sal.
We appreciate it.
You and your family.
Thank you.
This is for both of you. I think people have it wrong about the Yankees. I think they have an absolute cakewalk to the World Series. If you look at the teams that are would be in the playoffs right now in the American League, it's the same usual suspects: Cleveland, Kansas City, Seattle. Some real lightweights, and I just can't see.
Yeah, but they're getting better because they're getting older and they're getting more experienced, those teams.
So who's leading? Who's leading?
The Tigers.
Oh, the Tigers are the best, led by Spencer Torkelson. They're going to beat the Yankees?
Well, I mean, they've got basically 10 more wins than losses, so they're beating somebody. Not saying they're going to beat the Yankees, but I'm just not going to dismiss them, Mark. That's all I'm saying. Like, I understand, like, the AL Central on paper, in our minds, that's the JV. I'm not worried about them. And that's usually true. The Guardians over the years, the Twins back in the day, when Pettit would always win the second game with Mauer and those guys. I know the history. But that doesn't mean that those teams can't mature. And the Yankees are not unbeatable, nor are they unapproachable. So as those other teams get a little more experience, the Guardians were in the playoffs a year ago, the Royals were in the playoffs a year ago, the Tigers, like, they're going to get better. Now, the Yankees could still get better because I don't think that Bellinger's going to hit 190. And this, you know, Luis Gil will come back. But I don't see a guaranteed road to the World Series. I'd like their chances somewhat, but I'm not going nuts.
Yeah, I'm going to, at this point, not focus on anybody else, although I know that that's what we do. Look at the American League and know that it's weaker than the National League, certainly. But I'm just going to look at the Yankees because I can't sit there and watch every team every single night. Like the Tigers, we can look at the record and say, yeah, they're good. And then I think to myself, yeah, it's the AL Central. Mm. And every time we think that they're okay, you get fooled and you watch them in the postseason and they wet themselves. So I'm not going to go there yet. I'm going to watch the Yankees and decide in my mind if I think that they are a team that is capable of going to the World Series. And based on what I've seen so far, I think that they're worse than they were a year ago, as opposed to being a more well-rounded, better team. Injuries happen, whatever, sure. Circumstance, I love Max Fried. We're going to see what he's going to do tonight in an important game. But so far, on May 7th or whatever it is, I don't look at the Yankees and see, in my mind, a World Series caliber team.
I would stop short of, like, when you say caliber, I'm going to get a little separation from that because I do think some things will improve. But obviously, Luis Gil will come back, as I said.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
But if you were just at a World Series champion or a World Series team, I know I'm kind of playing semantics, I would be with you there. Like, this year, first base is better than last year. Mm-hmm. Last year, I'm not a big Torres fan, but second base was better at this point. This offensive version, believe it or not, of Volpe is slightly better than the one a year ago on base. Those numbers, those are statistical proven. Catcher's about the same. Third base is a mess still. Obviously, Judge was in center. Soto was in right. So there's a weakening in terms of production, strengthening in defense. Like, it's kind of close. You know, Max Fried is... Cole was out last year. Yeah, it's close, but it just feels a little off still.
I would say that the reasons that they made it to the World Series a year ago were Judge-Soto combination and a weaker American League. So if we think the American League has gotten better, and again, I don't even want to go there yet. Okay, slightly better, but I know that that Judge-Soto combo, what they're missing from that, to me, they have not made up for it with the other additions. Not to mention... Yeah, Fried's been great, but you lose Garrett Cole. You lose Luis Gil. Those guys can come back. Mm. I'm just saying right now.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm not pushing back too hard. The Yankees, they are sometimes it's just a boring watch.
Oh, dude, and that's the one thing that we said wasn't going to happen this year.
No.
That they should be a more exciting watch on
with
a night-to-night basis.
With speed.
They just are, to me, not a good team. They don't play the game the right way. They're not a fun watch. Now, it doesn't mean that can't change. Dominguez could go nuts. Bellinger all of a sudden gets hot. You know, and then it complements what Grisham and Judge, hard to believe we're using them in the same breath, but Grisham and Judge and Goldschmidt have done, like, there's a way to make them look much better. But right now, based on the first 2 months or month and a half, I do not feel good about the Yankees.
You imagine if Judge wasn't on this team?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I tweeted this last night. I'll tell you, my tweeting timing is awful. And I did delete it because I just didn't want to see it. I'm like, I just
what'd you do? I missed this.
I tweet. I said, can you imagine the Yankees without Aaron Judge? And then they scored, what, 8 or 9 runs. I swear to God, like right after it. So,
nice,
and the point was true. But listen, the upside would be this. Right field, center field with Bellinger and Grisham in left. Like if Bellinger starts to hit a little bit, you've got a great defensive outfield. So that would be better than last year's version. Like, there's things that we could selectively choose, but no, it's been uninspiring. They got some problems so far, no doubt.
Omar is in Brooklyn.
Omar!
Hello, good afternoon. How are you guys?
Great. What's up, Omar?
Listen, Sal, put my condolences to your family.
Thank you, Omar.
Second thing. Now, the thing is, you made us say the whole year that they have a chance to win. Now you're backing up because they're 10 points underdog. Here, three trends that are leaning. First three games, take it out, no Mitch Robinson. Last game, Mitch Robinson, fully healthy team. We went to the overtime. Mm-hmm. Then go to the playoff, we win in overtime. The trends are changing slowly and slightly. And the victories are coming. Now, for last 5 minutes, the edge that I say that we have a humongous edge is we are more athletic. They are slow. They do not run the floor the way with the ball. Bridges can run. Josh Hart can run. And they are coming back slowly. When they don't hit three-pointers, and everybody says in Detroit Pistons that we do not defend a three-point well, we defended in Detroit Pistons three-point with a Beasley. He hit 320 three-pointers in the regular season. We defended three-pointers better. We defended in the first game 3 points better. So if they are saying, oh, they were off, they're not going to miss 45 three-pointers, yes, they will make a little bit more with Porzingis coming in. But we are defending 3 points better. You know why? Because my favorite, the game-changer, Mitch Robinson, is guarding Jason Tatum at the end of the season, one-on-one, baby. That was not happening in the regular season before. Mitch is back. The whole team is healthy. Let's go. We are winning it. This time, we will finish this series in 6 games in Madison Square Garden, and New York will be rolling that night.
See, and thank you for the call, Omar. We appreciate the passion. See, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm not saying that they can't win. To your point, Omar, you're right. I have been saying that I'm giving them a chance this whole time because of their talent.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.